Harpist Claire Jones has released 3 CDs. Her first in the U.S. is out. It's called Royal Harp Strings. And she joins me now from London. Welcome virtually to New Orleans.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for your support and for having us on.
it's nice to have the opportunity to interview someone not only with a good CD, but a great story behind it.
Thank you so much. I don't know if you knew, I've been to New Orleans quite a few times. I've got a good friend that lives in Louisiana.
Well, right now we're in the rainy season, so I don't blame you for not visiting just now.
Yeah, I hope you stay safe in all that rain.
we're kind of used to it by now, I'm afraid.
I know. Actually, the Welsh countryside is a bit like that as well. So,
well, if you don't mind, let's just jump right into the story behind the album.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 2007. You were such a busy and successful musician. And in the liner notes to your CD, you talk about living at a breakneck speed, such a full schedule. And of course, there was the royal wedding, which must have been an experience in itself. I mean, how do you prepare for performing at that kind of wedding when you've already got a performance schedule?
It was an amazing time in my life. And, you know, actually getting the position of Royal Harpist or Official Harpist of the Prince of Wales was a huge deal in my life because it was always a big goal. I wanted to be the Royal Harpist for so long. And the whole lead up to that was a few years, really, up to the Royal Wedding, of doing engagements for the Royal Family and sometimes playing even one-to-one for Her Majesty the Queen. And it came to the point where the biggest gig of all, of course, was the Royal Wedding for William and Kate. And really that sort of professional life that I had with the royals really sort of prepared me for what was to come. But nothing could ever have prepared me for the media attention and everything that surrounded the Royal Wedding, really, because I did about 1,000 TV and radio networks worldwide. And I then went on a long sort of tour of some bits of America and Brazil and different places in the world. And it really gave me that springboard, really, to launch my classical career and also to launch my recording career as well, which is everything I've ever wanted. So I can't thank it enough, really. That event really just changed my life. And the actual day of the Royal Wedding was so exciting. And, you know, they were very hands-on, William and Kate. They chose the music they wanted me to play for their wedding. And really, you know, were very personal in coming to see me and thank me for playing and interact with me during the actual day itself, during the performance at Buckingham Palace. And actually, all the other members of the Royal Family as well checked in and asked me how I was doing, particularly Prince Harry and the Queen and also Princess Anne and Prince Andrew and Prince Charles. So it was really lovely to see them in their family surrounding. It was, you know, your traditional British wedding, really.
Had you at this time met your future husband?
I had, actually. Chris Marshall became my husband not too long after the Royal Wedding, actually. He actually proposed to me a month after the Royal Wedding. We were on tour in Brazil, and he proposed to me at the top of the Christ statue in Rio de Janeiro. So he proposed and also gifted me with a piece that he'd written for me. He's a composer and arranger as well. And he's also a percussionist, believe it or not, as well. So he has his own career, but also we do tend to sort of dovetail and work together on various projects. And from there on in, we did actually start then to work together on various albums. And so we did an album called Girl with a Golden Harp, and then we did an album called Journey. And now we've done Royal Harp Strings, which is the very first release that I've ever done in the US. And there's a couple of his compositions on the album and also a lot of his arrangements. And so it's the arrangements are for solo harp and then accompanied by string accompaniments. So it's a very full and luscious and warm sound. And the orchestra is the London Mozart Players and English Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you. Let's talk about how your relationship developed and how your illness dovetailed into this musical journey, which eventually led to this CD, even though some of the music was already recorded. And I'd like to talk about, if you have time, Bluestone, which is this wonderful track from this disc.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed that one. Yeah, I went on a bit of a very personal journey with my health, really. Of course, you can imagine, you know, I went through a busy time with my career post-royal wedding and traveling the world and things. But my lifestyle became very hectic. I didn't really allow myself very much time to get over things. Often I do kind of 3-day trips to Hong Kong and things, and then I'd be into another project. But there came a point in 2013 that, unfortunately, I started getting all these symptoms, like fatigue in my body and pain and quite a lot of migraines and things. And just, it was just completely not right for a 27-year-old girl. You know, it just didn't feel like the flu or anything like that. It was just heavier than that and very debilitating. And it came to a point where I was actually taken into A&E and I had a seizure in hospital, and I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue. And chronic fatigue is really quite an unknown to quite a few people, because there is no real one cure, unfortunately. But in my case, I was fortunate to find 3 different practitioners in the UK that helped me together as a team to get me well again. And it took me about 18 months to 2 years, but I'm pleased to say right now I am fully recovered. And it's just a wonderful feeling to feel, you know, in yourself, you feel, you know, that you feel better than ever, really. And it was a long and winding road. But during that journey, I also reflected, you know, after I'd gone through it, I looked back at what helped me to recover. And a lot of it is about your body being in a healing state, in a relaxing state. And a lot of the pieces I used to listen to, being a musician, of course, you know, I used to put music on to listen to. And at that first point where I had to stop everything and just listen to my body, I was bedbound. I listened to music that was very calming and soothing. For example, Ladies in Lavender is a very beautiful theme, and it's from the film, and it's lovely to listen to. And things like the Flower Duet as well is very, very soothing and calming. And then, of course, Bluestone has a significance because Chris wrote this piece, Chris Marshall. He wrote it because I'm actually from the same area as where the Bluestone exists. Preseli Mountains is a collection of mountains in southwest Wales, in Pembrokeshire. And the myth is that they're quite healing and magical kind of stones, and that they have this myth about them. And when I was starting to feel a smidge better, that I was starting to gain a little bit of strength, Chris would actually take me in the car and he would take me up into the mountains just for me to get a change of scenery. And I would look at these bluestones then, and we would see them. And he decided to write that piece, Bluestone, because it was, you know, it was another, you know, step in the right direction to getting better again. So that really represents that step for me, that he wrote that piece, and it means a lot. And those bluestone were used to form Stonehenge as well, which is a really famous landmark, of course, in the UK. So as you can tell, there's a lot of personal sort of stories behind this album, but it also has a lot of upbeat pieces on there as well to represent me now, because of course I'm full of energy and vitality, and things like Toss the Feathers really, really showcase that energy that I've got right now.
As you made this journey, were there certain pieces that you found yourself coming back to? I know a lot of musicians, when they suffer a setback, find themselves identifying with a particular composer or a particular period of music.
Yeah, there were certain bits of music that really sort of felt appropriate to me. Actually, there's some there from my childhood, so maybe not from the classical world, but more traditional, really. I mean, I'm Welsh, and so, you know, there are a lot of songs that I used to listen to as a child, and there's something about you know, as a child, you're innocent, you know, naive, and there's all sorts of wonderful qualities that really, you know, affect you later on in life. And so things like "Go to Sleep, My Baby," my mum used to sing to me when I was a child. So there's things there that we've brought back that have really meant quite a bit to me in my sort of journey in growing as a person as well, not only as a musician, but as a person as well. So, yeah.
There is not an awful lot of Welsh music that gets wide distribution in the U.S., so it's great to have this CD. And if you have a minute, what's next for Claire Jones?
What's next is I am currently working on a couple of other albums that I'll be releasing later in the year. So I'm sure keep posted on that one. We'll be letting you know very soon. But also we've got a lot of performances coming up this year, some tours in the UK. But also we're looking forward to coming back to America to hopefully perform before the end of the year. And all the tour details will be on the website and also on Facebook and Twitter as well. So we'd love to keep in touch with you about that.
Well, thanks very much, and we look forward to seeing you in New Orleans.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. That's really kind of you. And definitely, we always go through New Orleans when we go and perform and also see one of my friends who's a harpist in Baton Rouge. And so we'd definitely love to get in touch with you if we're in the area and maybe even come in and see you at some point.
That would be wonderful. We can set up the studio for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Farah. Take care now.
Harpist Claire Jones' first U.S. release is called Royal Harp Strings.